from a blue moon last night to a full moon this morning. We're talking plumbing with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
I have laid more pipe in this town than Wabasha Plumbing.
I'm not laying pipe.
Your father's a plumber. What are these pipes all about?
Hello, yes. Yes, we're having some problems with our plumbing.
And what you gotta do is cooperate with me, and we're gonna get out of this thing.
And good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking about our new website, rosieonthehouse.com. And we discovered, well, we didn't discover, I mean, we always knew it, but it kind of raised to the surface the 10 things that y'all are most often going to the website looking for. And the 10th most common thing y'all are wanting to know is, do we go copper or plastic? So I've got Chris Stanfield in, owner of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, one of our Rosie certified plumbers serving the great state of Arizona. So, Chris, answer that question. Copper or PEX?
Well, you know, I used to always be a copper guy, but we deal a lot with PEX, and we've had no problems at all. So I would say I would go with PEX if I was building my own home.
You know what? I'll bet you if we brought in every plumbing journeyman from Ben Franklin and the other certified Rosie plumbers from across the state, we put them all in a classroom together, and we ask who prefers copper, half the hands would go up.
Yeah.
If we asked who prefers PEX, half the hands would go up. I mean, it's exactly divided. Plumbers I respect, like you, I mean, fall on both sides of this argument.
Maybe over time, though, it may change, because like Chris was saying, you know, now he's tried it long enough. Yeah. To get some longevity.
Yeah. So you're a PEX guy.
Yeah, the product's been around a long time, and so, yeah, I believe the history of it.
All right. Well, I'm still a copper guy. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was water heaters. There was some new legislation passed concerning what we could or couldn't replace an old broke-down water heater with. What specifically were they trying to get to? I mean, when was it? 15 years ago, they told us we got to get by with lower gallons per flush on our toilet. That went over real well.
Yeah. Well, they've gotten a lot better at making those toilets, though. Yeah, at first they were pretty bad.
Oh, they weren't pretty bad. Be honest, they were horrible. Oh, man. It was just one of those things. I don't know what we learned from that lesson other than to say, you know, in 10 years, we're going to demand that toilets use 1/4 as much water, but not tomorrow.
No, Cause, hopefully not.
Because all people did was stay in the bathroom longer.
Or flush twice.
And flush again. Everything had to be flushed 2 or 3 times. Exactly. A horrible period in our plumbing fixture history. But now we're talking about water heaters, and I say it's probably one of the most ignored, abused appliances in the house.
Yeah, because you don't think about it until there's a problem.
You never think about your water heater, right?
Right.
But they've passed new legislation that are demanding what?
More efficiency to save energy.
Okay, but what are the consequences of that? So what does that mean to me, the homeowner?
It means the water heaters, the standard like 30, 40, and 50-gallon water heaters are getting a little bigger because they're having to put more insulation around them.
Okay.
There's some other things they're doing to them, but that's the biggest thing for the homeowners. It makes them, the size is different, and also the cost is going to go up.
Okay. And size doesn't sound like a particular bad problem unless you live in one of the houses where they put the water heater in first and then they built a closet around it. And,
yeah.
And I've been in a few situations where it looks like that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, there's absolutely no room to go to a bigger water heater.
Yeah, so then you're fighting a real dilemma.
Yeah, but you do have choices that we can do. One would be, you know, no one likes to go smaller, but you could go, say, if you have a 50 now, you could go to a 40, and that would fit.
Okay.
And so there are things you can do.
All right. Well, I want to stay on the topic of water heaters. I want to stay on the topic of plumbing. I want to invite people to call in at 1-888-767-4348. I'd like to bring Brady into the conversation, who called last hour, and I begged her to just hold on because it is a plumbing question, and knowing you were coming into the studio, I thought we'd be in a much better position to answer a question with you and I here together. Good morning, Betty. Thank you for calling, and in particular, thank you for being so patient.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Am I talking to the to Rosie?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay. This is my problem.
Okay.
I have a water softener system, and I was told that I need resin, and the resin is $450. And I already have the system. All I need is the resin. And I've called around a little bit, and I'm kind of wondering what to do. I could get a whole new system for $1,100, but I really didn't want to do that. And if I could just buy good resin, but I think $450 sounds like an awful lot of money to me.
How long have you had the system?
About 10 years.
The system you had about 10 years. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, 10 years seems about right for me, Chris. That's probably about the time your resin needs to be replaced in your experience. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And $450 sounds a little high, but it doesn't sound exorbitant to me.
No, it's not really probably an easy job, so I don't think that's high at all.
Okay.
I just want to know what resin is. I mean, I'm a listener, and I don't know what she's talking about, so just I figure maybe other people don't know. What is that?
Chris, you want to take that, or you
sure.
want me to take that?
So
you take
obviously, he doesn't have a softener that's blown up and had resin hit him in the shower like my wife did one time. It's like little rubber beads inside that tank, and the water passes through, and the electric charge attracts the hard water minerals to the beads, and then they get washed out later on. That's a pretty simplified explanation, but that's what the resin is.
They're kind of like root beer-colored ball bearings that sit in a tank that we saturate with the salt-induced water, and then we pass the hard water through it. You have an ion exchange, and that resin just gets worn out over time.
Yeah, it gets mushy and stuff. So, yeah, but it 10 years is pretty good. If you got 10 years out of your resin, that's very good.
Yeah, and I would tell you, I don't know who you're talking to, Betty, but, of course, you're familiar with Rosie on the House. We've got some great water softening experts that service your part of the state in Arizona. Get online and check them out. Water Treatment Technologies and All About Water. And Ben Franklin does water softening and water treatment as well. So I don't know who your system is, what brand it is, but if you get in touch with one of those Rosie certified water softening experts, it is a odorless, tasteless chemical solution that's three molecules. It's simple. But I tell you what, the water treatment industry sure makes it complicated and confusing, don't they?
They do.
There is a lot of confusing information.
Water does gets hard. It changes a lot. I mean, it's amazing what it carries. It's amazing what it leaves behind, and it's hard to treat.
It is nothing short of a miraculous substance. We were talking about space last week, and, you know, the only thing that really separates us from a lot of the uninhabitable planets in the universe is H2. Oh, all right. Let's talk water heaters. And I see John, I see Bob, I see Ann, I see Mark. We're going to get to y'all's calls, but let's get back to water heaters just for a minute, because the new legislation says if your current water heater dies, we're going to mandate you spend the money for a more expensive unit that's better insulated, more energy efficient.
Right. The manufacturers can no longer make the old units. You may still be able to find some of the old units. In fact, I think we still have some as well, and they may be around, but they're going fast. A lot of companies have purchased them up in large quantities and are getting, you know, selling them. That they're still available in some places. But for the most part, yeah, you're going to be forced to go to the new water heaters.
Okay. So we take a water heater. Let's talk about the anatomy of a water heater real quick here. You've got, of course, it's a holding tank is all it really essentially is. So you've got your tank. Then we have to supply it with some kind of heat, whether that's gas or electric. And then we got to put a thermometer on it so we can control how hot it does get. Then we have to put a pressure relief valve on it. Should the thermometer get stuck and everything inside start boiling, we can relieve that pressure without the water heater turning into a rocket ship. We've got a dip tube where the water comes into, and you can either have a straight dip tube or a curled dip tube that stirs up all the mush on the bottom every time it fills up. We've got the shutoff valve up at the top of the water heater. We've got an anode rod that can either be magnesium, aluminum, or zinc. And then we've got the drain valve, which 9 times out of 10, in my opinion, ought to be replaced the first day your new water heater gets installed.
Yeah, it's amazing the manufacturer hasn't figured that out yet. Just put a bigger drain valve in.
They give you that little bitty plastic thing that if it's set on the ground, you can't get a hose attached to it anyway to try and drain the water heater, which the owner's manual says you should do how often? Once a year?
Yeah, once a year, and not even say twice a year.
Yeah, you could. It's not going to hurt it to overdrain it.
No.
All right. So let's talk those basic components.
Although, Rosie, I have to admit, I don't think I've drained my water heater anytime soon.
I
don't know when the last time I did it. That's a plumber, though.
That's a plumber. Well, as we heat water, it tends to create this calcification sediment that that builds up at the bottom of the tank. And that actually causes more problem in a gas water heater than it does an electric, doesn't it?
Well, it'll cause a noise, right? So it builds up, and then it makes noise from the heat heating up the water, kind of like boiling water on a stove.
And we've got a caller here, Mike. Mike, bring in Mike, who's got a question exactly on that topic, strange noises coming from his water heater. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, let me ask you real quick, Mike. Is it gas or electric?
Actually, I have an 80-gallon solar.
80-gallon solar, okay.
I don't know if you've ever dropped an empty work bucket before, but that's exactly what it sounds like in the middle of the day when my system is my pump's running and it's circulating and it's getting really hot. It'll sound like somebody dropped a bucket in my laundry room there, and it concerns me whether this thing's going to blow up or what's going on with it. It's only 4 years old.
Okay. I'm not familiar with anyone describing that sound to me. Chris, does that sound anything familiar to you?
No, the only thing I can think of is like the thermal expansion or something. But I don't know what would be rattling. Like when you say drop a bucket of tools, that's what it sounds like to me. You know, the one thing you want to make sure that everything works is that safety relief valve. Make sure that is in good shape. It's only 4 years old, but even those can get stuck. So that's what saves you from any real potential damage that could happen.
We've actually have an instance here in Phoenix where someone fooled with that back in, I think it was August of 2014. Or was it August of 2014? And the water heater went through the guy's roof and landed at the bus stop across the street?
Yeah.
Blew the house off its foundation. They actually had to total the house. It wasn't even salvageable. Insurance company wouldn't even rebuild it. We're talking water heaters with Chris Stanfield of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. John in Glendale has a question on water heaters. Bob has a question on water heaters and hydrogen gas. Where's that going? And then we've got a couple ladies, Ann and Carmen, want to know about copper versus PEX. We visited that subject once already. We're going to visit it again right here with Chris Stanfield, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing at Rosie on the House.